Well, let's roll the show.
All right.
Okay.
The Jimmy Doan Show.
I got that mojo.
Yeah. We're all here today. Jimmy's in Costa Rica.
Jimmy is calling in from Costa Rica. Hey,
Costa Rica. We are live from the bagel shop in Costa Rica.
Yeah. How's it going, Jimmy? You there on the line?
I am here on the line.
All right.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you all right. There's a little crackling there. Where'd you say you were?
Well, you'll hear it.
He's in an Iraqi prison.
Yeah, we hear a little crackling down there. You said, where are you, in the bagel shop?
Yes, I'm in the bagel shop.
Is that a radioactive bagel?
Radioactivity, I didn't even have to smuggle in here. We talked about that on the show. You know, I just caught in live plutonium.
All right.
Well, cool. Well, so how's it going? This is our second show down there from Costa Rica.
I thought you did a marvelous job on the first one. I listened to it. You made me sound great. I thought it was fabulous.
Well, let's hope we can keep it up.
It's amazing technology.
Yeah, considering I had to reformat my machine, isn't that fun? And I lost all of my compressor settings, so I had to recreate everything from scratch. And, of course, I've been working on those since our first show in August. So.
Well, Jimmy, how's Costa Rica treating you?
Costa Rica is treating me well, actually. I'm learning a little Spanish.
All right.
Very little.
Poquito Espanol.
Yeah, Espanol. I'm eating well. The mama who is taking care of me down here is doing a fine job.
Great.
In only one way. Don't get any ideas, guys.
Well, what kind of unusual things are you eating?
Well, I am eating a lot of frijoles.
Frijoles.
So that's not unusual.
No, that's not.
A lot of fruit, cereal, mangoes. The mangoes down here are stunning. They're really fabulous.
Hmm.
And, of course, I have to go up once a day and buy a chocolate bar. Chocolate down here, for some reason, is an outrageously expensive item.
Oh, yeah?
And I don't... Yeah, Lindsay, it's a lot like so many governments. You know, you very often, you don't get a good view of your own home until you go to somebody else's home and see the differences.
Right.
And here...
And then their home is clean, unlike your home up here.
That's true.
There's room to walk around.
Right, right, right.
Finally, eh?
Yeah. Hey, we did have some cool hits from some people here. On the website, yeah, we got
our international
stuff. We've been getting a lot more from more UK, again, Germany. We got a couple Japs hit us, Denmark, and we got some friends.
You mean that in the most affectionate way? Absolutely, that's Japanese, Asians.
That was cool, and
all Nihonjin.
Yeah, and our number, our the country stats are going from United States, then of course Great Britain, Canada. Is number 3, New Zealand number 4, believe it or not, Germany number 5, Australia number 6, Norway with number 7, Japan number 8, Guatemala number 9. So,
well, hey, Jimmy, what's the Costa Rican feedback from us down there?
I've only got two Costa Rican hits on here.
Actually, I haven't played the show for them yet. I'm going to do that this afternoon. I know I should. I've been lax in my, what I'm supposed to do down here, and I made a mistake, but I'm going to play one of the shows for them.
Well, you need to go to the town square and play it over the megaphone. Just sit there and hold the megaphone.
I'm sure that would go over well.
Yeah. Right, there's freedom of speech down there, right?
Yeah, you do have a fair amount of freedom of speech. To be honest with you, I haven't tested it that much. I would imagine you have a lot of freedom of speech in English.
Well,
I was going to say.
Well, the one thing for sure, they don't have lawyers that are quite as experienced down there. So be careful what you do, Jimmy.
Yeah, well, I think that the holding period is the same as it is in the United States. It's 48 days.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not something that I would want to try out.
Well, there is one thing we want to mention. We just posted a show today. Of course, by the time you're hearing this, you've already heard probably our other show. But we posted a show today, but then that piece of news came out. They dropped the case against that Christian who converted to Christianity. So far. No, an Afghan court has said that they're going to review it and they're going to let him out of prison while they're doing it or whatever.
Well, I'll tell you what happened if you want to get into it.
Let's get into it.
Let's just talk about it. Go ahead.
What happened was the Karzai government pressured the judiciary, which is a separate rulership, basically, to let him go, and the way they did it was they declared him insane.
Well, we already knew that.
Yeah. In fact, it says in here that several of his family members have already testified that the 41-year-old has a mental problem.
I like the sound of this defense because I know that Mrs. Jimmy would certainly testify to my my lack of any kind of sanity, and it looks like I can get off from just about anything, especially if I have help from my hijos, my son, and the other people else that knows me. So this sounds like a good defense. Sounds to me like a good defense.
So we'll see what happens. I mean,
believable.
What's the deal with this, Curtis? Are they going to, they're going to review this and he might still get it, or we don't know?
They're going to commute it eventually because of the international pressure, but the judiciary over there doesn't like it. They don't like having the international people monkey with their rulership, basically. But of course,
even Condi Rice came out and said that the U.S. needs to respect the sovereignty of Afghanistan. You know, that's
after we just invaded it.
Right.
We took over.
Well, I can tell you the way this is working out. Like you say, he's out on, quote, bail, okay?
Right.
And I think probably the part of his bail is an airline ticket out of the country.
Well, yeah, the clerics that called for his beheading have also called, if he is released, for the people to tear him into tiny pieces.
And buried alive. Buried alive.
Drawn in corner.
Not good enough for him.
I see. To return him to the molecular disintegration chamber or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's interesting. So
I think what they're doing is they're basically leaving the jail door open and kind of turning their backs and whistling a little bit.
Exactly. Exactly.
And if he's smart, he'll hook it onto the border real quick.
Hey, did you see that immigration march out in L.A. drew 500,000 people?
My God, you know, what's his name? Louis Farrakhan couldn't draw that with his Million Man March. And they got 500,000. I mean, you know, that's like a lot of people.
Yeah, it looked like a lot, too, from the space
station. That's like almost a half. Yeah, from the space station, it looked like a lot of people.
These were all illegal immigrants?
Round them up, boys.
In one small area.
They got them all downtown, and then they erected a big fence around downtown.
Well, what were you saying before the show?
Yeah, well, what they need is that they need to just use a big fishing net, you know.
Just some helicopters?
Right, work the perimeter around them, and then just drag them south.
Yeah, exactly right. You know, get a couple, about 1,000 bulldozers. You
I
know,
mean, it's the same as... If we had 500,000 murderers in one small area, shouldn't we bring in the paddy wagons?
These were not illegal immigrants.
They were not illegal.
No, these were the legal ones who had been here, probably the ones who just...
Yeah, like they checked all 500,000 IDs.
All green cards.
Well,
you had to have a green card to get in.
Yeah, like that.
To march.
Like you can go down to your local Kinko's and get a green card.
You should be.
Well, you can make one there.
That's what you meant, right?
With the easy button, it's just 39 cents. So, that's right.
So they said that there's like 850,000 illegal immigrants who supposedly come into this country every year, which sounds like a lot to me, but whatever. The thing is that the U.S. Go ahead.
Well, you know what I find fascinating. Again, this is so funny because what spawned this was that Congress wanted to pass a law making it a felony to be in this country illegally. They wanted to make it a felony. Apparently, it's a misdemeanor, you know, basically at this point. But they wanted to make it a felony, and that was the reason for the march. And isn't it interesting? Doesn't it tell you something about a country when One country has to erect a wall to keep people out. And I remember when the Berlin Wall was up, of course, that was a wall erected to keep people in. And, of course, it wasn't a felony to try and get over that wall. It was a capital offense.
Right. You were killed.
No trial.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that was it. No, I mean, they had bullets flying over the wall. I mean, all the time, anytime any... No, there was a 100-yard killing zone that had been cleared all around the city of Berlin. And, you know, if you could have been Emmett Smith, for God's sake, and not made it across 100.
Flo Joe.
Well,
you know, especially now they've been recently busting, I want to say New Mexico, Arizona, they've been busting all of the tunnels that are traveling now quarter of a mile or more. And so apparently that's left the door open for these thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of illegals that not even getting their back wet anymore.
Well, of course, that's the tunnel. That's the tunnel. Yeah, exactly. That's the tunnel.
They're just dirt backs.
Yeah, it's a little dust. A little dust on
you. A dust back, right. They have a name for that, actually. Down here in Costa Rica, they call them morgueros, which stands for damp people.
He just came through the tunnel. He's not really wet.
Well, right. No, well, the fact is that those are the tunnels that they have found.
Right.
Right. Well, exactly. There's no doubt there's dozens
more. They did not find my tunnel, man. Dude, I got a big tunnel.
The U.S. House of Representatives apparently has passed legislation that would make it a felony to be in the U.S. illegally. Of course,
well, it's in Congress right now. It's in the House, and it would make it a felony to be here and also to assist anyone who is here illegally.
Right.
So, like, if you're a church member and you're passing out food to the poor guy who's in the country illegally,
you're going down.
Well, it's going to be the family that's keeping grandma over here, and all of that, and they take everybody down. Well, let's talk about that. Just for a second, now, why would that be a bad thing, if it would, just hypothetically? Why would it be a bad thing to make that a felony? Other than would that all of a sudden crowd up our jail system even more? Or
I mean, there's so many. To me, it's wrong on so many levels. The simple fact is that it is yet another grab for power by the government. Anytime they pass a law, by even misdemeanor or upping it to a felony, what you're going to do is you have to have more money, you have to have more guards, you have to have more jails, you have to have more border people, you have to have
specialized forces to do this.
Right, and so that's going to take all power continues to accrete to the state, and this is just another way to do it, and they scare the crap out of people, saying all these illegals are going to come over and just swamp you like an invasion of the frogs or something in
the red crabs of the islands.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, right. You know, exactly. Just take you over like the fog. You know, and
the locust swarm.
The new the new terror movie called Los Igales.
Right. Well, it's also kind of retroactive, you know. Someone could argue, hey, I I'm an illegal, but it was only a misdemeanor when I came over.
Well, in fact, you wrote, and we can ask Curtis about this, that's called what they call ex post facto laws. And what's interesting is that they have gotten away with ex post facto laws in this country, which is phenomenal. Just unbelievable that they would, you know, they'd say, well, wait a minute, that wasn't illegal when I did it, and they said, that's too bad.
Yeah, that was one of our Supreme Court cases that we recommended that they overturn. In Calder versus Bull, they ruled that in the civil law, it was okay to do ex post facto.
Yeah. If it works for us, it's okay. Right. If it works for them, well, that's not okay.
Well, again, the central theme on all of this has to do with government power. And anytime you see more power accreting to the state, one has to ask oneself, is it worth it? And when you've got, they're trying to scare, but the number of illegals in this country are from, 6 to 14 million, which actually, in the total composition of the United States, it ain't that much. I know it sounds like a lot, and it's, I suppose it's a lot if you happen to be in downtown L.A. during the march.
Well, that's also not taking into account all of the illegals that have had legal offspring here.
True. And but as I mentioned in the last show, I don't know if you heard it, Jack, but you know, down here, the filing system that they use to, when you want to go legally into the United States, the filing system they use down here is actually a thinly disguised paper shredder.
Right. And it's like the Dewey Decimal System?
Well, what happens is you bring all your paperwork in, they say, let me file it right here, and you hear... And then they say, no.
Your paperwork was rejected.
Your paperwork was
oh,
rejected.
Oh, look, man, we already got a response. Oh,
well, I wonder how many...
That's a quick machine, man.
I wonder how many illegal immigrants we have coming from Costa Rica over here. Do they?
Well, actually, it turns out that that one of the biggest trains is not so much from Costa Rica, but from Guatemala.
Ah.
You know,
well, they're under...
The Costa Ricans, of course, look down on Guatemala. You know, they're the third world as far as...
They're the peasants, or the fifth world,
yeah,
as
right.
You pointed out.
They're the people that are working for nothing. You want to have them... They hire Guatemalans for cheap down here.
Well, they have significantly more turmoil in their land right now than Costa Rica.
Costa Rica doesn't have so much.
I'm saying Guatemala does.
Well, in Guatemala, I think most, again, I don't know, a lot of that has been spawned by the United States, but I think the majority of the problem has to do with the trade stuff that they do. We talked a little bit about this in the last podcast.
Right.
The United States kind of stomps all over people when it comes to trade. I mean, the United States government is total bureaucracy. When you think about it, the world price of sugar is like nickel, and we got to pay like 40 or 50 cents because of remember your friends down there in the Burt Reynolds movie?
Right.
The
Fon Hools.
Yeah, the Fon Hools.
Right.
I mean, you know, the price of sugar in the United States is 40 cents or something, and it could be a nickel if they would stop the tariff, and then everybody down here could raise. I mean, they could actually have a decent living, but the trade restrictions and the tariffs and everything prevent all that.
Right.
And those are ours. I mean, those are on our end. So, you know, they don't really care about the Fon Hools or whatever. Do not care anything about the people down here.
By the way, if the Fon Hools are listening, and it's Jimmy at JimmyDoe.com. We'd love your feedback on that.
That's right. Well, cleverly, of course, Jimmy is in Costa Rica, so you can actually...
Yeah, I don't know if that's better or worse, actually, Jimmy.
They may not have to account for you, down there.
That's right. Accidents happen.
Right, accidents happen in third world.
Yeah, well... Good luck on finding him.
Right, right. Oh, yeah, like he didn't stand out down there.
You see, the nice thing about being down here is I blend in so nicely.
With your big Hawaiian shirt and Marlboro cigarettes.
Today I'm wearing my Route 66 shirt.
And you're only about 5'2" with some pretty dark skin and hair.
Right, so. Right.
Yeah, right. Yeah, 6'3", totally white with a Route 66 shirt on and an iPod in my ear. Yeah, I'm Kosuri Sensei.
Yeah, they can find you on a satellite map about now.
Oh, speaking of satellites, did you see that rocket that blew up, that experimental rocket, the Falcon 1?
I cannot believe that.
That sucks so bad.
Fill in our listeners that didn't hear about this.
Well, there's a company called SpaceX Development that's out there kind of hangered with...
Wait, hold on. Stop. Did you say that company was called SpaceX?
SpaceX.com.
Wait a minute. I like this. I want to hear more about this.
And they're promoting, they had a joint rocket with realdoll.com.
Is this kind of like zero G doing it?
No, the rocket is called a Falcon 1, and it was just carrying some...
See, again, you made a mistake. It's not a Falcon. It sounds like Falcon.
Phallic 1.
Phallic 1. Exactly.
From SpaceX.com. I got my facts all straight screwed up here. I don't know what happened. Anyway, I guess it blew up. up, but, so.
What was it for?
Well, they were going to be able to launch basically smaller satellites.
It was the private answer?
It's a private answer. They're hanging out next to Bert Rutan out there.
What was the total price tag?
I don't know the total price tag is expensive right now because they just lost that one. They're going to have to go back and figure out.
Whatever it was, it just went double.
Right. But they're talking about, feeding the black hole that's orbiting this Earth every, hour or so, the space station, the money black hole.
The money pit.
Yeah.
The money pit. Yeah.
That's right. And they were trying to figure out.
That would be about like a good movie. Well, I don't find it seriously. With the success that they can get with rockets, I'm just blown away by it. This was apparently just supposed to be like a test shot and fairly simple and everything. I mean,
yeah.
Is rocket technology really rocket science?
Well, what could go wrong? It's a rocket.
What I meant is rocket science. I mean, rocket science is not brain surgery.
Okay, I think it's rocket surgery or brain science.
That's what it is. It's not rocket surgery, for God's sake.
That's right. Yeah, I don't know, man. Well, I can tell you the one thing. At least their failure isn't going to cost quite as much as the Challenger and the Columbia together.
So it wasn't quite as big as the O-ring failure. Oh, no. Right.
Oops.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it wasn't.
I love that. Oops.
Yeah. It's the O-ring.
O-ring, right.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I like that. The O-ring.
All right, what else we got?
The only thing I got, other than lightness, the only thing I got is that next big quake. They're anticipating it hitting up in Hayward, California, San Francisco.
I've got something to say on that.
Go ahead.
I'm going to take care of this.
Hold on, Jimmy. Wait, edit and start again because you just dropped out.
Okay. On the earthquake, the San Andreas fault or whatever this fault is that it's up there, it's not like they don't have any warning. They said they've got plus or minus 27 years or something warning, which is more than they had. I admit, it's a little more than they had when the hurricane hit New Orleans.
Right.
For Katrina.
But the question is, there's two things. I read the article. There's two things. One is FEMA going to take care of those people as nicely as they did in New Orleans when the quake hit?
Probably.
They have all those trailers.
Yeah, really.
Well, they just have to haul 90,000 trailers across the country, I suppose.
I thought some of this article was just astounding. This one woman, Elke Demunik, ceiling every few weeks zigzags across her living room. And she keeps patching it and painted. And she says, it definitely lets you know the house is constantly shifting. And, she's got a useless gate out in front because the latch is 2.5 inches from the other side of the gate. And they have geology students who make pilgrimages to her cul-de-sac to see the ground shifting. The fault goes right underneath her house. And when they're saying that, this is one of the most dangerous faults. It's called the Hayward Fault. And she says, 2 million people live close enough to be strongly shaken by it. It's a 50-mile-wide swath, or goes to a 50-mile-wide swath of suburbia and east of San Francisco. Everything. It snakes below houses, bridges, strip malls, nursing facilities, retirement centers. It splits the upright at the football stadium at the University of California, Berkeley. And then this one guy goes, a lot of these structures are going to come down. David P. Schwartz. Yeah.
Do you think?
As he spoke with one. Right. As he spoke with one.
7.0.
Yeah, well, they're anticipating.
It's going to be an 8.0.
Well, they're saying it's potentially lethal 6.7 to 7, but if they're saying that, it's going to be even worse. And they say it will, without question, wipe out some 155,000 housing units, 37,000 in San Francisco alone. And they said that the ground could actually shift 3 feet on a side, so the total distance would be like 6 feet. And it goes right below this, this is a classic, it goes right below this pawn and jewelry shop. And this guy says, well, this building was renovated about 5 years ago, and it's essentially now an enormous steel cage designed to flex in an earthquake without breaking. I got news for you, buddy. It ain't going to flex 6 feet down the center of it. You're going to meet your devil maker. The El Diablo is going to come up.
I tell you, you can do what you want, but when the earth opens up and you drop down into a magma, magma pit.
And then it closes back up again.
Right. Exactly. And so, you know, you're sealed like the people were in Pompeii, you know, right. You in your pawn shop. Well, I like the fact that at the end of that, they said the man just shrugged.
Yeah.
You know, so what, man? Yeah. I'm going like, you idiot.
No.
I wonder if this is the guy going to be the first one on the cell phone asking for help.
Right. No, he goes, I'm thinking one day it's going to move, but if I survive it, I'll be able to say I survived one of the biggest quakes of all time.
There's something to aspire to.
And if I don't, then...
Yeah, if I don't, all those t-shirts that I made up won't be worth anything.
Right.
I think that lady who has that house there ought to charge for, you know, the young
God, I would.
She could get on Cafe Press tomorrow and say, this is where it's coming. I went to the site of the fault before it was there or something.
I'd have some kind of, like, remote video camera set up.
Oh, wouldn't that be on the Internet?
Yeah. You know, just taping, you know, you got your server over in Kansas or, well, somewhere safe. And then you're just having this live Internet feed for as long as it lasts. But that is the one thing, because I was in that big Northridge quake out in L.A., and I mean,
I remember that thing threw you on the ceiling and my wall.
Yeah, my bed hit every wall in my bedroom, and you can't imagine.
You know what it reminded me? You know what that quake reminded me of? When I think of you, you know how they draw the balls out for the numbers in the lottery in Florida? You know,
shoot you right up there.
Right. Those are the people. Yeah, and that was our house, right?
You know, those balls are all bouncing around and they're like brownie in motion or something.
There wasn't anything over waist level standing, and, you know, everything that wasn't a plastic or dish or cup was broken, which fortunately we didn't have a lot of that, you know, because we weren't exactly.
So they're saying sometime in the next 27 years is the likely to what?
No. Here's the way that it goes.
Strong likely.
That earthquake happens out there about every 77 years. Well, the last one happened in 1903.
Right.
So it's supposed to happen in 1980. Mm-hmm. So it's 27 years overdue.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that means that
tomorrow.
We could start the JD. Remember the fellow that wanted us to put the lottery, guessing the lottery on when Chavez would take the oil thing? We could also nationalize oil in Venezuela. We could also have a Jimmy Dolan lottery winner. Only cost you $5 is on the day that the earth will shake in SF.
Day the earth opened up and swallowed up California.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to know what the Terminator is going to do if there's a disaster hits, you know.
Well, he doesn't care because in San Francisco, that's where the girly man's are.
That's right. The girly man stays there.
Yeah, obviously,
right.
If we made a t-shirt up to give away for that, it would have to be a pink one.
I love it. This is great. Well, so they're going to die. Okay. And, of course, that's like Silicon Valley, too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Silicon Valley is a little south of that.
It is, but I mean, it's the same general, in galactic terms, it's in the same place.
Oh, yeah. Next door neighbor.
I mean, compared to, like, you know, Jupiter.
But the one thing is that if you're like 10 miles or 20 miles away from the epicenter, you know, your damage is exponentially lower than if you're, you know, right on the fault. But this is such a large fault, that's the problem, is you're going to have a lot of damage along this 50-mile-long fault, if it goes.
Yep. That'll be fun, I guess, when it happens, you know. And, of course, they'll have the 24/7
news channel. Geraldo will have a new job.
Yep. That's right. All
resurrected
time,
job.
24 hours at Geraldo. We can certainly, most certainly can wait for that one.
We'll brainstorm on how we can make some money out of it. I do like the I Survived t-shirt idea. That's good.
Well, don't forget about the CBS made-for-TV movie.
That's right. We have to film it a little ahead of time, maybe. You know, if we could get. Well, remember there was there. It's funny because you know there've been two shows that have talked about this sort of thing. One was the James Bond one, where the guy was going to break off the, you know, San Andreas Fault or whatever.
Otisburg. Otisburg.
Yeah. Well, no, there was the other one though, the one where the guy was pumping all the water into the well.
Yeah, that was James Christopher Bond. Walken.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And Otisburg was another one.
Yeah, that was a better one.
So, I mean, oh, it was way better. It was way better. No, that was Gene Hackman and
Priceless.
That movie was absolutely the best by far.
It's a little bitty place with the door.
I just think that, well, that was the one that had the gum wrapper.
Absolutely.
You know, that was the gum wrapper, in case you haven't listened to the Let's Pass podcast, is the one where Lex Luthor says some people can read War and Peace and think of it as a love story, and there goes the truck, okay, good. And other people can read a gum wrapper and divine the secrets of the universe. And I think that.
Hey, I'm glad that was a truck. I'm glad that was just a truck. It sounded like a World War II Spitfire coming in.
Yes. Scuba dive bomb.
I thought you busted gas. And
Jimmy's vehicle shop.
And you thought the Fonhuls couldn't find you.
of course they found, you know, that's right. If they find San Jose, of course they could find me, but they're going to take out a few extra people. There'll be some collateral damage.
Yeah, I don't think they're concerned.
They flushed two bombers right about 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Fortunately, this is pre-taped, like so...
That's right. I love that. Flush the bombers. Okay, what's next?
Well, I mean, this is actually isn't a light note, but then I do have some light notes. But
let me just mention a couple of things here. The Hangar Dogs talked a little bit about global warming.
Yes.
And laying in supplies and so forth. And of course, I look at this global warming thing as it's so funny. Again, it's another grab for power. They want to basically set up, you know, now worldwide rules about who can do what across the board. And it's you know, anytime the government gets bigger, they just love it to death, I suppose. But the thing that people don't realize is that with global warming, I mean, you can imagine what beach real estate in Alaska is going to be worth. I mean, you're going to have, you know, people up there. Think about it for a second. If you have global warming and, you know, suddenly it starts to get up in Alaska, especially during the summertime. Remember now, they got 24 hours of sunshine. You got like 90 degrees up there, you know, the sun is out 24 hours. Hello. I mean, this is Condoville City. You can't imagine the money that could be made in Alaska. I mean, in Siberia. I mean, Siberia up until now has been a wasteland.
Right, it's Alaska.
Global warming.
I was saying Alaska's the new Hawaii.
Exactly.
Right, the new paradise.
Exactly. I'm telling you, there is opportunity here, folks. And you think about it, they're going to be raising oranges in Canada.
Fargo, North Dakota doesn't look so bad now, don't you know?
That's right. Exactly. Don't you know, eh? Right. Hey, you hoser. So I mean, and of course, the bottom line, which is so funny, when they were talking about the global warming, and I've read, you know, the stuff, you want to know something? I hate to tell you, but there's no way they're going to, they could pass every law in the known universe and it's still not going to change a thing. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen.
Of course, it's part of the natural cycle. I think that most would agree.
But even if it isn't, I think that I was reading a book by a classmate of mine, Bill Ruderman, and he said that this global warming, basically this kind of thing, man has contributed a little bit, somewhat, to it over 5,000 years, and he talks about how it occurs. And he's one of these guys that, you know, that's his research thing. But it doesn't. I don't care. The thing is, the market will figure this out, and there's no law that is going to affect the long-term market. And of course, Eric, as you and I know, in 5 years, it won't make a difference anyway.
Right.
I mean, age of spiritual machines. Hello. Done.
Anybody trying to plan 50 years out? Yeah.
We're going to be all nanobots, and you know, who cares about it? I mean, you know, global warming will be a non-starter.
Non-issue, right. As they say, it'll be a nothing burger, the Hanger Dogs would say.
Yeah, that's right.
Top notch, anyway, Jimmy.
Top notch. Yeah, top notch. So I just, it's just to me, every time I see some global warming, I just go nuts because I don't care what they do. United States CO2 emissions went to zero tomorrow. It wouldn't make one nanodegree difference over the long haul on global warming.
Right.
And you can bet that the Chinese and the Indians are going to be spewing out the crap from now until they get real.
Well, yeah, they're not exactly cutting back on emissions over there.
Well, you think about it. They're, between China and India, you know, you got like 2 billion people, okay? You got like almost 10 times the size of the United States spewing. And not only that, in India, I mean, let's face it, in India, cow crap is sacred, or the cow is anyway. So certainly the, you know, second level sacredity is the crap. And that's methane and everything else. I mean, hello, sorry.
All right, and they're going to have all those super high, you know, energy efficient cars.
Oh, you know, have you seen those, haven't you? I tell you, those little one cylinder tricycles that they run around on. I guarantee you that each one of those things puts out 1,000 times what my Lexus does. But
those aren't hybrids.
Well, the only reason that some of those things, if you look at them, they are kind of hybrid, because when the motor is not spewing, if the motor stops for any reason, they can actually pedal it.
Coal burning.
But then it just squirts oil out onto the ground, right?
Hey, did you guys see hear that they just legalized smart cars in the United States? They've now passed safety standards.
Really?
Yeah, you familiar with the smart car?
Is that where the car kind of drives itself?
No, it's a small little 9 foot long European mini car.
Oh, yeah, it's from Chrysler, isn't it? I think it's from Daimler Chrysler.
Maybe. Don't know.
Yeah,
I thought it was a French thing. But
so what's the gig with it? What's the difference?
Well, no. If it was French, it wouldn't be called smart car. it'd be called the cheesy surrender monkey car.
It's essentially a mini car.
You are not going to get a warm reception next time you go to France.
Let me tell you, you guys are so far beyond. When I was growing up, there was a little German car called an Isetta, which actually opened out front, and you could park, the car was so small that you could park it, I say sideways, I mean you could pull up to the sidewalk facing the curb is what you did. You didn't parallel
just,
park.
Just straight in?
And what you did, and the door opened front way, so you just step out onto the curb.
All right.
No.
It was shaped kind of like an egg.
As a matter of fact, I've got a recording of the actual engine sound from that car.
Man, that was something.
Oh, let's hear it.
Man, that was a $6 million man show.
No, that to me sounded like the souped-up version. That was the hot rod version.
Well, so what is it with these smart cars? What's the difference between them and another car?
I think mostly size, but they're just trying to tap into that market with the Mini Cooper and thinking certainly you're going to get 40 miles a gallon or something like that.
Why does it need to be legalized, though?
Well, it's not that it finally passed the safety standards. I don't believe they're quite as concerned with safety in the European.
I wonder what the death rate and accident rate of a person driving a Mini Cooper compared to like a Cadillac is.
I can tell you that.
I can tell you when a Mini Cooper hits a Cadillac.
Yeah. Eric, do you remember when I was out in L.A. when you were doing the van thing?
Right.
And I rented that Cadillac?
Oh, yeah.
And you remember driving onto the freeway when I would just drive on, and every Honda around would just scatter like I sprayed Raid on cockroaches. I mean, it was like bowling pins. You know, I mean, that big old Cadillac would come up on the highway, and those guys would just, you know, I didn't wait around for anything. I just drove onto the highway. You were there.
I'm surprised they weren't aiming for you for the insurance check.
Well, they could have, as far as I'm concerned, because I had insured that Cadillac against everything.
For $8 extra a week, right? It'd get your money's
worth. Yeah, back in those days, $8 an extra, I mean, against meteor strikes. It wouldn't matter what happened. I would have been, I was insured up to the eyeballs. Actually, I was hoping somebody did. No, we were daring in those days when we went in. I think we talked about the, what was it, the 3-minute Denny's wait or whatever it was.
Yeah, I think it might have been five, but yeah. That was when they had the...
Okay, what, anything else?
Well, yeah, I got a couple of Hee-Haw co-host Buck Owens, 76, dies.
Yep, died.
Okay.
Country great.
Yeah, he was country great. One of the only artists that the Beatles recorded a cover from.
You
know, Act Naturally. So it's too bad for Buck Owens. Didn't make the cutoff. Can't live forever.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And just a couple of light notes. Carpool Dummy sells for $15,000.
God, can you imagine? I mean, you know, the thing is, I wonder how many times, I didn't say in there, how many times the guy got away with it.
No.
I would like to have known how, but 15,000, you know, you can sell, it is amazing. You can sell anything on eBay. You saw where that guy sold his soul, for God's sakes, you know. That was,
well, it's not so amazing that you can sell anything. It's amazing that people buy it.
And that is,
people will buy anything. Oh, it's for sale? I'll buy it. You know?
I'll say it is like, you're right. You are exactly correct. It reminds me of when I go garage sailing.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say myself is what you're going to say.
Yes, no. Well, no, it reminds me of, let me think now, somebody very close to me. Nope, it's this person inside my skin. It's the person who resides inside the skin that I'm looking at.
No, if you go to Wikipedia and look up impulse buyer, it's got your picture there.
I am confident of that.
If they don't, we should sue them because you're misrepresented.
$1,000 for a soul?
What a bargain. Jimmy probably has this thing where every time he logs on to eBay, just automatically buys something.
At least bid. No, well, I have to have a special server for the stuff that I bid on.
We get an inordinate amount of hits from this one IP address.
That's right. This guy bids on anything.
He must be a foreign buyer or something.
Yeah, right. I'm surprised they haven't been on me for money laundering.
Right.
Well, so did it say who bought this? And obviously,
yeah, it was the guy from Video Professor. You know that company. Those people, because I wanted to do that, and Dork Man's up there giving them free for $5.95 shipping and handling. Of course, you know, cost him a, you know, nanocent to make that CD, and he's making all the money off shipping and handling, and it's just so unbelievable. The guy stole my idea, like literally I was getting ready to do it and done. So.
Well, he had enough cash left over to spend $15,000 on the dime.
That guy is a bajillionaire.
So is he going to put it in a museum? Is he going to, what's he going to do with it? Didn't say, huh?
Actually, they're going to auction it off for charity.
Oh, there you are.
Yeah, because the fact that, I guess they named this thing Tilly, and they're bringing it around to various events, and they're going to auction her off for charity again in June.
Tilly, as in put more money in the Tilly.
Yeah, apparently.
Exactly right.
Let's see now. I'm going to have to read this just for 1 second here. It fetched with proceeds going to charity, the buyer announced. So the question is that, what do you mean the proceeds going to buyer? That doesn't make any sense. This guy apparently was using it, and he got fined $115, and he was ordered to hold a sign alongside the highway for 4 hours reading HOV lane not for dummies.
Everybody was pulling over.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody.
He was pulled over and ticketed on January 26th for driving in the lane reserved for, you know, the HOV lane, and it...
high occupancy.
Yeah. So I guess here's what it was. As part of his sentence handed down early this month, Pringle agreed to donate any profits from a website launched to free Tilly after she was impounded by police and the auction to a driver safety awareness program. So I guess this was all part of his deal. He got off on his sentence for doing this.
He said he spent like $10 on the
Yeah, thing. He made $10 to do it, so that's... You know, we talked about this on one Jimmy Don show. We were going to sell life-size mannequins of us.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, and they were going to be good ones, though.
We were going to be good ones, right. Well, now they got that realdoll.com place, which has got the really good ones.
Yeah, but $1,000. I mean, you
know, no, no, exactly. Yeah. Then you can date your dummy and bring it into the place of work. It serves two purposes. You know, this thing's made out of
course, the other question, you wonder if they're going to, if the sexual predator rules would apply on something like that.
Wow, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, why don't they have a freaking 8-year-old doll that you sexually molest?
Oh,
no.
No,
that would be, you know, you could have some fun testing the law on that one.
No, it wouldn't be any fun at all.
Counselor Curtis is shaking his head in violent motions over here.
Yeah.
Once again, trying to protect us.
Yeah, no, that's it. That's what we do, is we get one of those dolls made up like a little 8-year-old.
Right.
And see,
the red phone is ringing.
Damn.
Yeah. You wonder at what point does that, because you know that they threw out the case of that guy that painted his house with marijuana.
Right. Well, he painted pot leaves on his house, but not real ones.
That's right. But my point is that there was actually some question about it, apparently.
Right. They said that was okay.
I think that's illegal. And then they said no. So obviously,
yeah,
that's marijuana.
Yeah, that's surprising.
So the question is, what's illegal about a plastic 8-year-old?
Everything.
It's illegal to say plastic 8-year-old.
So quit saying it, and we will redact this your former recorded testimony.
Yeah, well, tell people that. She's your niece.
Yeah.
But we're just trying to make some cash here. We don't care really, you know, who's buying. Hey, look, as far as, you know, realistically, we're saving 8-year-olds because now people don't have to go through all that trouble to, you know, lure one in. You know, they can just buy our specialized Jimmy Doan doll. And, I mean, I think it'd be better for the community.
All I can say is.
Well, it would have to be a Janie Doan doll or something.
Right, right. Well, we can, like, Janine Doan doll.
Well, then there's a whole nother category of little Jimmy. Which, of course, we will edit all this, but we could make the little Jimmy doll.
Right? Sell it to priests.
Only Jimmy would be, shall we say, enhanced in certain areas.
Yeah.
No, I was talking about the 8-year-old Jimmy.
Well, the 8-year-old.
The 8-year-old Jimmy. We got Jimmy and Janie.
Well, it comes with your choice of altar bar uniforms.
We have digressed.
Yes, we have.
All right, so now we can start the show again. Okay, now. Okay, so.
Back, yeah.
Right.
So the only last thing I got is Marines try to recruit 78-year-old woman.
For what?
It's pretty funny.
As a camp follower?
Actually, this was the deal. She apparently had some unique language skills. And so the letter told the Corps that they could use her unique language skills, but also warned that life as a Marine would test her physical and mental abilities, quote, beyond anything you've ever known, quote. And she goes, there I am with my walker. If I can't maneuver from here to there without it, you know. And then she said,
incoming.
Right, right. And then she added,
you're going to have a special confidence course for her?
Scoot away. But I guess maybe they're going to have her to, you know, weed out those minefields. You know, the walker gets you a big footprint.
Step, shuffle, kaboom. They can find use for it.
Yeah. Well, she added.
Yeah, that's good.
She added that her only language was English, and she goes, "I'll do whatever I could for this wonderful country, but you know this is stretching it a bit." And then the Marines, who said that they only usually recruit people 18 to 27, said the letter must have been sent by mistake.
Well, so, the problem, you see, what happened was there was a dyslexic. And what happened was it was from 18 to 27 turned into be from 72 to 81. was dyslexic. You can see what happened there.
I think you've now solved the mystery. The recruiter is dyslexic.
There's no question.
That's exactly what.
They thought it was somebody. They needed somebody between 72 and 81. I mean, do the dyslexia thing.
Wow. That's
great. Hey, so Ben, so let's move on to another thing. The people around you now, Jimmy, any Americans or all locals? What?
Everybody has fled the area, I think, because I'm the only one talking.
Oh, okay.
You're talking to yourself.
yeah, exactly. You're right. I'm sitting here with headphones, glasses, and a half-eaten sandwich. I mean, I'm like a piece of penicillin in the middle of a bunch of germs.
Oil and water, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. I had the circle of death up around me.
Yeah, we don't know about that gringo over there talking to himself.
Hey, man, he's been talking to himself for 45 minutes. Like he's having a full conversation with himself.
Almost like he's talking to somebody. No, I mean, I'm wearing two sets of headphones because the one from the what's it called, don't work. So I had to bring my iPod with me. So I'm here with two.
He's talking to himself, and he's got two different headphones on.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes he just starts laughing, man.
I'm going to get somebody to take a picture of this. They'll love it.
They'll definitely post that on the web. I'll black bar your eyes out.
Yeah, that's right. So anyway, the only last thing I want to mention is in today's Gainesville Sun, I noticed, I called it up, and I mentioned this at the beginning, the seatbelt thing, they want to make what they call a primary offense. Which means that they can stop you. And, of course, and they said in there, it's fascinating, because one of the people that is against this law is the Senator or House Representative from Panama City. And he said, I don't want Big Brother telling me, you know, in my private affairs or my whatever it is all the time. And the Gainesville Sun comes out and says, well, Big Brother now tells you when you're supposed to stop at a red light and you're supposed to stop at a stop sign and you're supposed to use your turn signal. And they don't see any difference between that and forcing and having Big Brother monitor your seatbelt. Well, of course, there's a big difference because if you don't fasten your seatbelt, you know, the person more than likely is going to get killed in a wreck is the person inside the car. But if you don't stop for a stop sign, you know, that endangers other people.
Well, or even worse than getting killed, get seriously injured and then look to the state to help pay for those medical costs.
And then we're
the one paying for their stupidity to choose to not, or their as they're saying, their right to not wear a seatbelt.
Exactly, but you understand that that is the justification that they use to try and make mandatory seatbelts part of it. They say, well, look, if you do get hurt, the rest of the taxpayers have to pay. Well, of course, that's a typical government. That's a government problem. And what they do is they first pass a law that says, we'll take care of you, and then they pass a law saying, oh, by the way, since we're taking care of you mandatorily, now you have to do what we say in order not to get hurt.
Right.
So, I mean, they shouldn't have passed the welfare or the care or whatever it is in the first place. But let me continue on this. But the thing is, though, they say this is the ultimate in slippery slope because, as you know, in some cities, towns, you know, pueblos, whatever it is now illegal to talk on your cell phone while you're in your car. It is illegal to have a radar detector in Virginia in your car. And I can tell you that it's not going to be too long before they're going to make it illegal to have food, eat food in your car, change the radio station, turn around and slap your kids when they're making a mistake, and then they're going to start saying you got to have two hands on the wheel, and oh, by the way, they better be at 10 o'clock at 2 o'clock.
Did you not see the recent bill in the state, I can't remember which state it was, but was passing exactly that type of a law, wherein you were not allowed to change your radio station or have a conversation with your passenger or any of those things?
No, I mean, what I'm telling you is this: people, you know, the Gainesville Sun comes out about every month, maybe every 2 months, and does the same old thing about the seatbelt. They have, for some reason, there's somebody, well, of course, the guy that wants to pass the seatbelt law, his daughter died, and he says, well, she would have lived if she'd been wearing a seatbelt. I'm thinking, yeah, okay. So, you know,
he should have raised her and taught her to wear a seatbelt.
Exactly. It's his fault. You know, it's not the seatbelt.
It certainly could be argued that.
But, so anyway, that's his mission. You know, it's like so many things. People have it like their mothers against drunk driving. You know, the first mother, I'm sure, you know, there was some drunk out there that did something, and, you know, suddenly there's this crusade, literally. So my point is that the seatbelts are different from a lot of, from stop signs. They're totally different. And as Curtis, as you said, it's not enough to have two hands on the wheel. They'll have to be at 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock, and maybe there'll be a $50 fine if they're 3 o'clock and 9 o'clock, and a $100 fine if they're both at 5 o'clock and 7 o'clock. I mean, I don't know.
Well, I can tell you two things. One, they've ruled recently that there's no longer has to be a safety concern for the police officer to pull you over out of the traffic lanes. And number two, and just that it won't be too long before the cars will be driving themselves.
That's right. Following the magnetic line. Well, here in Florida, they also recently rescinded the helmet law, recently in the last couple of years. The helmet law.
Yeah, I know
law
they did that, and I don't know how they got away with that.
I was very surprised with that myself.
I'm glad they did.
That is because laws, as you know, even temporary laws, are in effect until the ice ball, until the earth, until the sun goes nova. So the I never heard of actually, it's so rare that it happens that that's new when they actually rescind the law.
Yeah. Yeah, no longer required to wear a helmet.
So I lost my train of thought for a second.
Well, I think our point is that the safety issue is a personal responsibility issue and not the responsibility of the government. And you know, if you want to set yourself up to be seriously injured or hurt, it's your responsibility, but at the same time, you shouldn't expect the government to pick up the tab.
That's right.
Well, that's, of course, that's, again, this is the accretion. I mean, they start in on this, you know, a little bit, it's incrementalism, and it's the way governments always do things. They start with it's boiling the frog in the pot. I mean, it's,
what's worse is that I don't think they know they're boiling the frog. You know,
no, they don't. Well, they are in. The road to hell is, I hate to be pissy platitude on this, but the road to hell is paved with contention. And I'm sure that some of these people feel like they're doing the right thing, and it's bad.
Yeah, when I see this immigration issue, I don't see the government grabbing for power so much as I see them just trying to patch something together. And, you know, they're just trying to throw something at it, you know.
Look, this reminds me, we talked a little bit about this last time. If you want to solve this problem, it can be solved. Remember, we talked a little bit about the homeless problem in Gainesville. You know, this 10-year plan is a piece of crap. I mean, you can have a 20-minute plan to address the homeless problem in Gainesville. And if you really want to address the immigration problem, look, the bottom line is you have two irreconcilable things in the immigration. You're never going to solve that. I'm sorry. You are just never to get that. You're not going to achieve balance between the illegal labor that needs to pick the strawberries and legality. And especially when you realize, as I say, down here, you know, they have an HB1, whatever it is, thing where they let the people that have specialized skills, they let them into the country.
HRN1? I'm just kidding. That was the bird flu virus number. Huh? I'm just kidding. That was the bird flu virus number. But I know what you mean.
That's right. That's right. That's right. The bird flu. Oh, my God. There's some cleavage here. Oh, that's not allowed. Oh, that's right. Jimmy's in trouble today. Okay, I think I'm done.
No, I'd just like to say a happy birthday to Jim Level, commander of Apollo 13 and 78 today.
Hey. Oh, good.
Yep. All right. Y'all done?
Okay. You got anything else you need to say?
Nope.
I'll do it. We'll edit that one together.
Yeah, we can. Yeah. Hey, Jack, I really appreciate your coming, buddy.
Hey, my pleasure, Jimmy. It was great to be here.
I love it. No, I love it. Well, we'll do it again. Hopefully, maybe we can do it again next week. I got that
mojo. You want to give your shout out to Paul Maltesef and Molino and the Hanger Dogs? And
yeah, Hanger Dogs. Hey, buddies. Yeah, good show. Also, yeah, Dean and Stinky and Stitch and everybody. And hello, London. Hello, up here.
Hello, Cleveland.
Hey, Stitch is going to go to Sun and Fun on April 6th to the 8th.
You know, that's a good idea. Well, I'm not going to be there. I'm
yeah,
not
I know. I figured you shot. Wouldn't be back by then. I may shoot down and say hi to him, though.
Okay, well, go for a ride in a jet or something. All right, guys, I'm hanging up now. We'll see you later. Thanks a lot.
All right, bye-bye. Jimmy. All right, great, Jimmy.
Send your emails to jimmy@jimmygone.com. Few animals were hurt in the taping of the Jimmy Doan Show.
Like this one.